Joining me in studio now, Todd Maffin of toddmaffin.com. And when we were preparing to do this segment, Todd and I had a little debrief in the green room or the lunchroom and rolled out a list of topics. And I'm going to give you a new name, Todd. Todd the Contrarian. You don't like anything I like these days.
Well, that's mostly because you're wrong about most of the topics he brought up.
Well, now be careful, Todd. All right. This isn't your show. This is my show.
Fair enough.
let's begin by talking about Google Plus. Now, I'm down with Google Plus. I think it's going to be a factor. We have talked a lot about it in the past couple of weeks on the show, but let's visit Google Plus because everybody who I've had on the show says Google Plus is going to be a major player.
Those are the same people who said that Google Buzz would be a major player, and it fell flat on its face. Here's the problem with Google. Google is primarily driven by engineering teams. This is the same problem that Microsoft has, right?
I don't argue with that.
There are two types of, in the computer industry, there are two kinds of companies. There are those that are led by engineers. Microsoft and Google is that side of the plant. And then there are those that are led by designers. Apple is a really good example of that.
Is the only example of that.
No, Facebook is an example of that as well. Facebook is led by designers.
No, I wouldn't say
so. Their programming teams are led by designers. Think about the user interface between Facebook, which is lean, clean, simple. You can't really change it. It's a very, once you get used to it, you get used to it, versus MySpace, which is a complete and utter disaster, a dog's breakfast. So here's the problem with Google and this whole Google Plus, right? So it's been designed by engineers, by people who understand programming first, and they believe that program functionality or computer functionality is the single most important thing to having people interact with the computer. That's a faulty assumption when it comes to the demographic they're trying to approach, because Google Plus and Facebook are aiming, well, Google Plus is aiming at the same market that Facebook is after. Google Plus wants to be Facebook. It wants to have everyone, right? Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that to do that, you've got to be able to attract people in the same way. Google Plus's only problem is that it approaches things from a technical point first, whereas Facebook approached things from a social point first. And those of you who've seen The Social Network, there's a lot of it that's not true, that's fictionalized. One thing that is true is it did genuinely start on school campuses, and it grew because of a social function.
Yeah.
Google sees this primarily as a way to attract advertising first, and engineers are put in charge of that. And so as a result, we get these features that, like, for instance, when you sign up to Google Plus, if you haven't yet, and I believe there's no compelling reason yet that you should, once you sign up, you start getting flooded with these messages that complete strangers, you know, James Smith, Robert Johnson, Jane, whatever, have joined you, have added you to Google Plus. And it's like, where are these coming from? Who are these things? To the engineers, it makes sense because they're trying to build a network for you. But from a user interface point of view, the design of that system, it doesn't make any sense. It confuses people and it sends them away.
Did you not get a flood of people on Facebook, those exact same people trying to be your friends on Facebook?
No, because Facebook has a way of turning those away. And the other thing with Facebook is that they did initially start and they said so-and-so wants to be your friend. Then you have the choice whether or not to let them be your friend. Google Plus is not like that.
Okay.
Google
Plus people can add you.
People hook you. People basically kind of, they're sort of like, you know, feeder fish on a big, huge fish in the ocean. You're the big, huge fish in the ocean. And there are all these little feeder fish that kind of, as soon as they see that you've got a profile on Google Fish, they suckle up to the bottom of you. So you've got all these feeder fish hanging off you. These are these people who follow your profile without your permission.
You've got those on Twitter?
Yes, but Twitter, but you don't, and as a result, I don't share the same level of things. I share things
on
Twitter
unless you give them permission, they don't gain access to all of your information on Google Plus just because they've added you to their list.
They can follow your posts.
They can follow your posts if you decide to make a post public.
Yes, and by default, that's what's happening.
Well, no. When you go to make a post, you're asked right away, who do you want to send this to? Do you want to make this public? Or do you want to make it to one of your circles? See, first of all, just a second.
All right.
I agree with you on the Google is driven by engineers. I have no argument there. Your comment about the same people going into Google Buzz or going to Google Plus, that I disagree with because I thought Google Buzz was fatally flawed, and I do like Google Plus. So, yes, I will say that we came from an engineering point of view, but with the challenge with Facebook and where Facebook is going to face it's Waterloo, I think, is it is all social, is everybody is seen as a friend in Facebook, and we've extended how we use social media and social networking into our business world as well. And Facebook doesn't transition into that blended universe as well. It's great for family. It's great for for dealing with friends and people close to us that we socially want to engage with, but people who we want to engage with in a business sense, we have to look for other platforms in order to do that. I have a sense because I don't like having pictures of my niece in the same areas I'm discussing business.
Are you and I on the same Facebook? Are you going to FACEBOOK?
Yes, that would be the one.
We're on the same site. I have a completely different view of this than you do somehow.
Okay.
So here's let's assume that I'm a perhaps a flawed assumption. Let's assume I'm a fairly normal individual. And as a result, I have these interactions with both friends and brands, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a number of friends that I've hooked up into my friends list on Facebook, and I interact with them on a day-to-day basis. I also interact with a number of brands on a day-to-day basis. A good example, Shoppers Drug Mart being mm-hmm. one, right? So if I'm Shoppers Drug Mart and I'm trying to reach someone who, let's say Shoppers Drug Mart decides that they're going to have a promotion about, I don't know, they're selling a whole bunch of camping gear, that kind of thing.
Can we make it London Drugs?
Absolutely.
The show.
We can absolutely make it London Drugs.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll edit all that out, right?
No, we won't edit. We'll just keep going. it's a slight transition. People understand how the business world works.
So London Drugs decides that they're going to sell a whole bunch of their camping stuff, right?
Yes.
So then if I'm the brand manager at London Drugs, I can then say, I'm interested in people in this geographic area of this age who have the following interests: camping, hiking, outdoors in BC, that kind of thing. Now, back to me, the normal person, that's a benefit to me. That's where advertising crosses the line.
This appears in the Facebook ads down the sidebar as you're getting advertising sent to you. Yes, that's fine. But I'm talking about the friend list, the people you have actual physical contact with.
Right.
In Facebook, unless I'm fairly technically literate, they are all mashed into one. I've got all of my friends mashed into one, and you've got a few different profiles where you can give people limited access, but you can't really demark people into different groups.
The strength of
Google Plus is all those people who have added me that I don't know, I add them into a circle using the Google circles, which we can demark people into different groups. I add them into viewers, readers, and followers, people who follow me on Twitter or people that I don't actually physically know but are engaged with me for some reason. Then I've got my work friends, or I've got my list of work friends, and I've got my list. I've got a nice circle of guests.
Yes.
Of all the different guests that are on the show. So now I can communicate with only the guests on the show all at once in one circle. Or if I'm looking for an idea for a segment, I can just go to that guest circle and I can see all the people who are guests, and I don't have to filter through all of my different people within Facebook for that kind of structure.
You can do that on Facebook. I will grant you the point, though, that yes, it is more complicated. Google, when as soon as you get in Google Plus, as soon as a friend shows up, the very first thing that Google Plus says is, how would you like to, you know, which circle would you like to draw this into?
Exactly.
Facebook should, yeah, you're right. Facebook should make that a little bit more apparent.
That's a huge redesign for them. You know what? Since you gave me that point, it's 1-0, Steve. And we're gonna take a break with the score 1-0.
Wait,
no, it's time for a break.
Wait,